Blog Talk Radio.
Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, and your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Sand City Radio, this is Boy Cass, chilling as usual on a motherfucking Tuesday. I don't know how we do it, get it in, have fun, kick back, relax. Look at stuff, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Same old shit, just a different day. Same old shit, just a different day. What's going on with you?
Chilling. Kicking back. Trying to get into this thing.
You say what?
Said trying to get into this thing. This Sand City Radio thing.
Oh, what's your name? What's happening?
Hello. How's everybody?
Hey. Boy. Little tired.
Watching my baby on TV. With his fans there.
Okay. What the hell are you talking about? What?
What is that?
I said we don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about, but okay.
What you want? Thor.
Are you talking Thor? About Thor?
Yep. Thor. Yes, Hemsley, yes, for his fine, sexy self. So what are we talking about tonight?
I guess Thor as hell. I don't know shit.
I was just talking.
Oh, I ain't no hell. I'm like, okay, Thor, all right.
You sound like you've been drinking. That's what it sounds like.
No, baby, I'm actually just tired. I need a drink. I really do. I actually do need one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how we do. We kick back, we laugh, we have fun. I mean, what y'all, anybody got anything they need to get off their chest?
I wish Thor would come back tonight.
Okay. Really?
Woo! Not Thor, y'all.
You said, was there anything I wanted to get off my chest?
Okay.
So I was letting you know. Actually, I wanted, that's something I wanted to get on my chest, too, so.
You people.
What'd you say?
I said, you people, you people, you people.
Oh, my goodness.
No, man, I'm just, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, man. I was sitting back, I had a conversation, and I just really be trying to figure out the way things, the way people really do things, the ploys people pull on things. This amazes me, man. It really do. I mean, let me ask you, ladies, I'm going to ask y'all. I mean, the family friend thing, I mean, you know, that close person to you, you know, it's supposed to be like family. I mean, when we get a certain age, do we still look at them like family, or you be like, okay, I'll fuck with them now?
I mean, it's, you can tell if you hanging around somebody, if you attracted to that person. Now, if it's somebody that you know you can never be attracted to, I mean, yeah, you can hang around somebody and y'all just be friends. But if there's any inkling of an attraction there, then no, I don't think it could work.
Ooh, I was just curious to know.
I mean, I guess how the person looks.
I don't know.
Oh, man. If we come walking in there with some fab motherfucker.
This is my cousin. This is my cousin.
Real close friends.
I guess. No, I am really, I mean, this is just like one of them days. I got to tell you, I had to do some floor tile today, and my God, I didn't realize how draining that stuff could be. Man, I feel like I've just been.
Him need to rub down. Would that make him feel better?
Man, I don't know. I'm just tired.
Oh, well, shit. Sleep. Sleep helps with that. Sleep helps with tired.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes. And man, look at this. Okay, I'm not being like I'm just this damn. I'm using a new line on here, and there y'all have it. Y'all
hear it? Yeah, here now.
Okay, all right. I think we got that straight. Okay, I'll just have to make sure to get that straight. That's what I was doing. I was trying to, they give us a new line on here to use, so I was trying that out to see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now, all right, look, okay, before we even get in the show, I got to say something. There's a guy that they found dead. They found this guy dead, I think it was yesterday morning. And, you know, they actually thought he was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been approached by this guy. I've been approached by him. I was at work, and he called himself trying to flirt with me. Now, y'all know how.
But did you know he was a guy?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew he was a guy.
Oh,
but I
okay.
mean, had you glanced at him, you really would have thought that this was, at a glance, you would have thought it was a female.
Mm-hmm.
But now, my thing is this. Now, you know, it's a lot of speculation on what really happened to the guy, you know. You know, speculation that he might have tried to lure somebody in thinking that he was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, I'm actually wondering, like, is it like your own personal, is that your own personal business? Like, if you feel like, okay, or whatever I am, whatever gender I am, it's my business. I mean, do you think, like, it's that's your business? Or if you meet somebody, you should actually tell them this.
Yeah. You can't let somebody go around thinking you're a woman and you're really a man. That's just, I mean, that's, I don't know what it is. It's a violation of some sort. You know, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Janine, what you think?
I think it's their business. I mean, it's a few of them. I mean, there's only a few that I've actually seen where you can't tell. You know what I mean? Now, if you can tell and you have a doubt, then why are you not saying nothing?
Okay. I mean, because now, like, okay, I've seen a situation where a friend of mine, we went to a club, and the guy, I knew this was a guy. I knew it was a guy, but my friend didn't. And for all practical purposes, the guy looked like Sierra. I mean,
okay.
hair, body, everything. I guess the hormone pills that kicked in and whatnot. And
okay, so wait. So you played a joke on him and didn't tell?
No, hold on. I didn't. When he walked up to her, him, or I don't want to call him an it. They told him. They said, "I'm not what you think."
Okay.
My guy, all he could see was the booty. So he like whatever. He, you know, get the dancing again, and they get back on, and he get back on them.
Okay.
They turn around again. "I'm not what you think."
Mm-hmm.
He like, whatever. You know, he I don't even know what the fuck that means. So, now.
So he wasn't saying it in his man voice.
No, not at all. You know. But you know what? Even with his man voice, he still sounds feminine. This is just one of them people that's just really just feminine.
Uh-huh.
So, my guy, he's dancing, he having a ball. So finally, somebody grabbed him. "Hey, man, that's a dude you're dancing with."
Okay.
Now my partner pissed. He ready to tear the club up. He ready to fight. He ready to do this. He ready to do that. But now my thing is, if he told you this ain't what you want, how can you get mad at him?
Yeah. Your little feelings hurt. You ain't like. She wasn't trying to tell you, because my thing is sometimes, I mean, it ain't like she approached him, you know what I'm saying, and was trying to come on to him. You approached her, and so now your little ego hurt. You want to get mad at them because what? Why? They supposed to tell you every, y'all don't even know each other. Y'all was just dancing. It's like, I could see if somebody approached her and was just like, "Okay, you know, you somebody I want to go out with," or something like that.
Okay.
And I don't know. And she say, "You know, well, you know, I'm a guy," or whatever, you know, to see if they get down like that or whatever.
Okay.
But I don't know. At that point, that was his own fault.
I agree.
That's what you get for getting on dead soul all on somebody's ass.
Okay. I can agree with that one. But now, what about the situations where, like, okay, let's just say I met you. You know, I'm telling you that, you know, this is my thing. You know, I don't get into, I'm not gay. I don't get into none of that. That ain't my thing. But, I mean, you literally got me kind of fooled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you literally got me fooled thinking that, okay, well, this is a woman. I mean, at any point, do you do you tell me I'm not a woman, or, you know, you just like, well, you know, fuck it. I ain't going to say nothing until you say something.
No, not if, you know, we dating and stuff like that, and I know you think I'm a woman, and I'm really a man, of course they should tell you. They should tell you at the very beginning.
And that's my thing. That's what I'm asking. I mean, do you feel like, okay, that's, you know, because a lot of people be feeling like, okay, that's my personal, what my gender is my personal business. But my
well,
thing
that's
is,
when it's that's when it's not involving nobody else. Yeah, your gender is your personal business, but not when you starting to date somebody else is what I'm saying.
And that's my thing, because if you sitting there, and like I say, I don't wish death on nobody. I don't. I really don't. And you know, a lot. Like I said, I really don't know the story, so I don't want to. This is allegedly. This is just what I heard. I heard that the guy, you know, met somebody, and somebody thought he was a female, and
mm-hmm.
found out it was a man, you know, fucked him up and wound up killing him. But it, I guess, and then it was so crazy because the news, they said it was a woman. So they had never got the autopsy or nothing. They never, you know, even waited to get, I guess, by the way he looked, they just assumed it was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, okay, now y'all got to go back on the news. And it's crazy because I'm sitting there like, you know, I'm looking and I finally see the picture of the guy. And I'm like, that's the same little dude that called himself, you know, trying to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, and I thought about it. I didn't seen it in the past. I didn't heard about it in the past where you always had that one, you know, a friend that I grew up with. I'm going to call him a friend because he was a friend. You know,
mm-hmm.
he never tried none of that stuff with me. But, yeah, he was gay, and he went full drag. And when he went full drag, you know, they said that was his downfall because, you know, he was leading guys on thinking that he was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like I said, it always, you know, I think to a certain extent, yeah, your gender is your own business, but I just think when you get in a situation like that, I think you need to be open and upfront from the beginning. That way, it gets back. I mean, because you'd be surprised that a lot of motherfuckers would be like, oh, I don't care. But then you need to tell them up front. Because if
yeah.
you don't, I mean, I just think is if you don't, you know, you catch a motherfucker by surprise, he going to be ready to do something.
Yeah, we think that's what happened to my cousin.
Yeah, and it's sad.
He was prostituting. I said he was prostituting and drag. So ain't no telling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's still a human. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still a human, and that shouldn't. I mean,
why you say it? They still a he. It's still a he and a she.
But
their goddess are what they want to be. They still a he. Or she.
Yeah, but
it.
I mean, I ain't trying to be funny with it, but I'm just saying, you know, you just be like, you know, it's just hard when you be like, you know, you try to talk to them, you be like, hold on, and they carry themselves in such a manner, you be like, wait a minute, it, to the point, it's kind of funny. You know?
Well, I don't know how anybody would have thought he was a woman. I mean, yes, he was a pretty boy. You know what I'm saying? As a boy, he, you know, one of them boys that's just pretty, got the good hair, just cute mm-hmm. already. You know what I'm saying? But still, even as when you dress up as a woman, and yeah, he started taking those hormone pills and shit like that. Motherfucker, you about 6'5". Okay.
That was a big motherfucker.
With them high heels on. And he wasn't, like, big, you know, like, muscular or nothing. He was just tall. You know what I'm saying?
6'5". That was a big motherfucker.
I mean, if you talking about you got on heels, them stilettos they be trying to wear.
Right,
be
right.
Like, you know, so I mean, without them, he was probably about 6'2" already. You see what I'm saying? So come on now, and you put them heels on, and you come walking in over somebody. I'm like, what the fuck? You know damn well that's a dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like some instances. I mean, I know I've seen some where they could get away with, you know, looking exactly like women. I understand that. But some, it's just like, come on, seriously. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you thought that was a woman, something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. It ain't nothing wrong with them. Something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, cause, I mean, hey. But then, like you just said, a lot of times they be knowing. They know, and then they want to find out that, oh man, I thought that was a motherfucker. I'm going to kill that motherfucker. Motherfucker, you knew that motherfucking dude.
Exactly.
I mean, when I seen an old boy, I mean, I'm like, when he said what he said to me, I looked at him like, okay,
mm-hmm.
Let me start it from the beginning. I was at work. I'm out. I was at work. You know, I was doing some work in the yard. I had to do some work in the yard. And I had the gate open. You know, because I was taking some debris to the trash. So, you know, naturally, if somebody opens up a gate or opens up some type of door, the first thing you're going to do is look up. Am I right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I look up, and he's coming out the gate, and he looks at me, and he says, oh, it must be something over here you like in this gate. And I looked at him, and I don't know what my facial expression was. I don't know how I was looking, but I know what I was about to say. But before I could even get it out of my mouth, he was like, oh, maybe not. And he convinced us, clack, 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 clack. I mean, just walking with his little heels on, I mean, really fast. Like, I don't know what my face expression looked like, but I know I'm thinking in my head, motherfucker. And I honestly and truly, I just bust out laughing. I said, you know, when I see them walking over with them heels, clack, 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 I couldn't do nothing but laugh, like, oh, my God.
Like,
I mean, I knew he was a dude right off the bat. So, but I mean, you know, I mean, granted, like you said, Janine, it's some out there that you be like, God damn, that motherfucker could have fooled you. But I'm sorry, and if y'all seen his mugshot, he couldn't have fooled you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, he couldn't have fooled you.
Well, I have a Hispanic guy that comes in my store, and he dresses as a woman. And I swear, if you didn't know, you know what I'm saying, like just at, like you said, Cass, like at first glance, you see a female. But if you know what I'm saying, he's up close to you, and you actually pay attention, you're like, nigga, this is a boy all day. It's a boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that motherfucker got a body that's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Bitches want a body that's like that. He's a very attractive chimp, you know what I'm saying? But he's a boy.
They say there's some famous people that men be thinking that are females that are actually men that dress up, but they look that good that they think they women. They like models and shit.
Mm, mm, mm. Well, I sure hope when I make it to the big time, them motherfuckers don't get me. Oh, that's a crying game. Oh, Lord, no.
And I tell you what, too, there's just another one that I see frequently, but this guy, he dresses like a woman, but he keeps his facial hair.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it is the most hilarious thing, because it's like, I guess that's his way of saying, you know what I'm saying, I'm a girl, but I'm a boy. That's what it is.
It's one on Facebook. It's one, he got to be the most popular gay dude on Facebook. I mean, his hair is like down his back, but he keeps his beard. He keeps a beard. And I mean, his hair be every color, blue, orange, pink, and I be like, what the fuck is wrong? Man, I tell you, motherfuckers, whew. But with that, at least you know what you're getting. You know exactly what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know you ain't finna get, you know you ain't finna get an old woo job. I mean, if I reach down to grab a pair of nuts, I'm going to be liable to try to snatch their motherfuckers off. But then, once again, like I said, I don't understand how you're not. I'm going to check all that. If I got an inkling something ain't right, you got to, bro, I need to. No. I'm sorry. I just can't go through that one.
Hell, it'd be some women. I'd be like, I don't know. And they'd be real women. I'd be like,
That's some little fellas.
You look a little suspect.
Right.
Look, they be trying to convince you. No, I'm a real woman. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's questionable. That's questionable.
Alright, well, now let me ask y'all something. So, I mean, and I think this is a lost art. Now, how do you pick up a woman, if you're a couple, how do you pick up a woman in the club? If you're a couple, how do you pick up a woman in the club?
I don't think I've ever. Let me think about this. I don't think I've ever picked up a woman at a general club. Anytime we did, we were at a specific party where we knew everybody got down like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, so in certain places.
It was just places we went where we knew people just got down. We went to those types of specific parties. But in a general club, I would think, because at that point you don't really know if the girl gets down like that. So it would probably be best to have the guy come on to her. You see what I'm saying? Even if you are with your girl, because of course she going to ask, you know, what y'all on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. I'm just curious, because it's like, how do you do that? How do you win in that one? It's like, you know, me and you sit down, and we see somebody that we both genuinely like, but it's like, all right, how do we get her to, like, come towards us?
And sometimes it's just simple, you know. I'd be like, you know, my, what was that? There was like one time, you know, I walked up to a girl, you know, asked her what she was drinking, you know, asked her if she wanted a drink or whatever, or something like that. I mean, I have did certain things like that, you know, just to see what they drinking and see what, you know, what they on, they interested. Because you could kind of tell.
I mean, it's just, you know, I honestly be wondering, like, okay, how do you get past that?
But see, you can't do that with everybody, though, because you still got some women, even though they do threesomes and stuff, they still get jealous. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess you got to know the person that you with, and if they okay with you trying to holler at another girl, then it should be okay.
Well,
Exactly. See? That's a prime example.
I would go so far as to say, okay, if we're together and that's what we own, okay, I'm cool with that. But I'm talking about, like, you know, he at work and I'm at home, and or you know, he out with the fellas one night and I'm at home, and all of a sudden, woo, woo, woo. Now, that part I got a problem with. But if we're together and that's what we own, all
right,
so.
I mean, what if that's not what y'all own? Y'all together, you know, maybe y'all
I'm trying to go out
for drinks for y'allself. Hell, it's y'all, you know, y'all just trying to do something together that night. But then y'all see somebody, or he sees somebody he thinks he's cute at the, you know, she the waitress or something.
But what I'm saying is, are we already in agreement that, you know what I'm saying, this type of shit is that's what we want to do?
I mean, that's up to you.
Oh, well.
I know it would be okay with me, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I said. That might not be okay with everyone. Because they might feel like, oh, this our time together. We, you know, sometimes women just like, this our time together. We not on that tonight. Well, he don't know when y'all on and when y'all not on.
I'm not talking about necessarily tonight. That's what I'm trying to find out. That's what you're saying. Like, I'm just saying, like, generally speaking, as a couple, me and him, we already discussed that, you know what I'm saying? We cool with that. You like, that's what we do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. As long as we're together when it goes down, I can live with that. But I can't live with you just, hey, babe, look what I got. I can't go with that.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to be with him 24/7, so if he needs somebody, why I ain't there? As long as she cute. And she my type too.
And
see,
that's
both like
her.
She's
a much better person than I am.
Huh?
But see, that's my thing. And that, like I said, how can you, you know, how can you, like, let's just say if I'm out and I say, well, okay, you know, I see somebody, but I'm talking to her in the sense of, okay, us. I'm not talking in the sense of just me. I'm talking in the sense of us. I mean,
okay.
Can I ever meet somebody and bring them, or is it always got to be you?
I mean, did you let me know before you brought her home?
I didn't know. I just ran into her.
Okay, I understand that, but there's got to be a point where before you leave the club and you come home, you can text me and say, you know what I'm saying, babe, I'm bringing us something home. Like,
what if I want to surprise you?
The thing we talked about, that you can't just do that, because if I'm at home lounging, you can't just bring somebody home on no humble. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to be at my desk, too. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to bring her to the crib and I got my scarf on and my, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to do that. You want to bring her home? You want to be, well, you know what I'm saying? I want some model shit, too.
So the element of surprise is never an option for you.
I mean, you don't have to always say it in words. You can just text me like, hey, babe, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Or something cute on. It don't necessarily have to, you know what I mean?
But then you know something coming.
Yeah.
Oh, we could
okay,
be thinking it's just you, though.
You
we could be thinking it's
home.
You.
Hey, but you seriously want to bring somebody home while I got on my, you know what I'm saying, while I got on my hair scarf and shit. I'm sitting in the bed, eat popcorn, waiting for you to come home. That's really how you want to surprise me.
I mean, hell, if I'm looking at you like you know, you mine, I like the way you look, no matter what you got on.
Okay, Janine, how do you feel about that?
Oh, goodness. I'm okay with surprises sometimes, but I understand what liquor store is saying, because as a woman, I'm not saying we not clean or nothing like that, but sometimes we want to be dressed. If you met somebody at a club, she dressed to the nines. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying you don't like the way, as the man, don't like the way I look. I understand that. But, hell, what if I didn't shave when I said I was going to? You know what I'm saying? I don't want her going down and my hair all, you know, ain't even shaving like I wanted it to be. It's just sometimes, you know, we want to get prepared and get ready. Even if the guy don't say it's a woman coming, hey, I'm on my way, you know, put on something nice or something like that. That's still a surprise because we don't know you bringing somebody.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? We could just be thinking we about to have a special night with just me and you. But as long as we know, you know, we need to put on something special or something.
Well, at least you can text me, babe, take your scarf off. I mean, shit, something. You know what? You don't necessarily have to say the words in order to, you know what I mean, to just let her know, okay, you're not alone when you come home. I mean, that would be the same. I would hope, shit, if it wasn't even like that, I would hope, you know, if you bring home company who ain't never met me, that you wouldn't just surprise me like that. You know what I'm saying? What if I was off that day, so I just been cleaning the house all day or whatever, I've been just doing whatever. You just don't do that.
That's why you bring somebody home
and you got on, you know what I'm saying, your oily, dirty work clothes. That's not cool.
And then, I mean, it's just, to me, it's not welcoming to the girl.
Right.
I feel like sometimes it's not welcoming to them because now they sitting out there waiting because we not ready. You see what I'm saying? Because I got to go to the bathroom. I got to freshen up. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared.
No, I wasn't ready.
Exactly.
You run around sounding like Kevin Hart. No, I wasn't ready.
Now you understand. So, you know, because it might be me. And like I said, I don't want to be out one night and I see somebody who that's for us. When I get home to you, you know what I'm saying, I want you to be like you are. For me, when you know what I'm saying, like I don't want to bring somebody home and she like, what is this scrub you done brought me? You know what I'm saying? You just don't do that. I'm gonna at least tell you, you know what I'm saying? The shit, baby. Shit.
Don't take off your hose drawers. Don't.
I'm gonna ask you, you know what I'm saying, baby. You should shave and shower yet? You know what I'm saying? Something I'm here with.
And you just looking at her like, girl, you better take me high out, girl, with them holes all your ass hanging out.
Hey.
I come home.
She'll be looking like, what the fuck you done brought me to?
Exactly. Shit, I want no album. I want to come home. Shit. I'm good. I don't need that in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish me and Janine would be somewhere. She like, girl, yeah, come on to the house. And we finna, you know, we gonna have us a good time. And we get there, your ass in there looking like Homer Simpson on a fucking dust night. You crazy.
With dirty socks on.
Exactly. Where you done spill some mayonnaise on the couch and pick it up.
Well, hey, we all got all days.
We're not saying no. Everybody do.
But that's the whole point. And, you know, the element of surprise can still be a surprise without, you know, you don't have to necessarily ruin the surprise just to let me know that, baby, this ain't no ordinary moment right now. I need you to be, you know what I'm saying, I need you to get right.
Tell me, it ain't like, oh, we about to have a fight over it or nothing like that. It ain't going to be nothing like that. I mean, it's just, I got to get ready now. I didn't know this was happening, so now I just got to get myself together. Mm. And now she out there waiting, probably don't know what the hell going on.
She probably think, oh, shit, they just start fighting.
Right. And they might think they in the, you know, they getting into it or something, and it don't even be that. Yeah, don't be that.
I think it's just because it's me. It's just because it's me. You know he verbally abuses me on this show. It's just because it's me. You don't want to understand.
Oh,
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I understand. I'm just saying it's just, you know, I was just wondering, you know.
I understand when, you know, people go out, you might meet somebody. I understand that.
Right. See, that's my thing, because it's like, okay, am I ever, you know, I mean, maybe I want to surprise you one day. And it's just like, you know, it's like constantly, you can't, oh, hell no, no, this ain't going to work. Oh, all right, fuck it.
What you mean constantly what? I'm not understanding.
I mean, because, you know, it's like, you know, it's always a, well, you can't, don't bring her home and this, that, and the other. And it's just like, okay, fuck it. All right, I'm just going to just, I'm not
I
even.
I mean, as long as you ain't taking, bring it home, no. Ugly motherfucker wasn't one of those. You gotta take her back to the country. What's that woman she had? She's like a man. I mean, baby. And you done brought some old thing home and hell. If it ain't nothing like that, then shoot, it should be fine. It don't matter who bring them. That don't matter. I think what happens is the guy. And it's a normal. It's normal. I think guys get nervous about that. I haven't met a guy that haven't.
Then what gets nervous about what?
About bringing a girl home or bringing or meeting a girl without me. Even if I say that to them, they still, you know, get nervous about it. I think they still feel like, oh, she might change her mind or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how men feel about that. But, like, even when I was married, I think he only found maybe one girl. And then he still blamed me for that because he's going to say she was crazy. Well, you the one. So he kind of like, well, it's your fault. You got to be out here looking for, listen. You a man, you should already have that down to a science. Picking up women. Seriously.
Yeah, but now, like I said, the thing about it is that if you're picking them up, that's one thing. But then it's like, okay, you picking them up to bring them home to your girl, that's something totally different. And if anybody listening and you press one and I haven't put you in yet, it's because I'm having technical difficulties like a motherfucker. So just bear with us. Bear with us, and we'll get you in. If I see you press one, I get you in. Just have technical difficulties right now. But you know that's.
I mean, I don't understand what's the difference. Okay, so even if you meet a girl, hey, you might or might not tell her at the very beginning that that's what you want. You might want to get to know her first, see what type of person she is. I don't know. Some nights, yeah, if you've been drinking, she might come home with you. I'm just saying, whatever instance, I don't see the difference. Because if she down, she down. If she not, she not.
Okay. I can agree with that.
So even if she wants you bad enough, she going to do it. Because if she ever had a threesome or not. And I met a few girls like that. If they want the guy, they gonna do it. Or yeah, if they want the woman, they gonna do it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, Well, basically, it's just a matter of who just really want to do it.
Yeah. Because if that woman, if she's looking at you all night and you come over there and try to talk to her, whatever opportunity you give her, because at that moment, you know, women already be knowing who they want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some women, they have their thing about it being the first night or whatever. Okay, I can respect that. Some women don't have that. So, but I'm just saying, if they know from that very instant that they want to fuck you, and you give them an opportunity to fuck you, regardless if it's with your woman or whatever, they're going to do it. Because they already got it in their mind. They want to fuck you anyway. So, because, you know, women got it in their business. You know, they got it in their head, well, I'm going to turn him out. You see what I'm saying? Whatever they reasoning behind why they doing it, they feel like if I just get the opportunity for him to get this pussy, you see what I'm saying? Like, they going to turn you out anyway.
Really?
Yep. That's exactly how they think.
Hmm.
They get a rude awakening fucking with me.
So would that, like, okay, hold on, y'all, one second. Okay. Good now. Yeah. Okay, with that being said, and you saying, okay, I mean, if you know this her motive, would you still fuck with her?
Yep, I sure would. That type of stuff don't bother me. I know all the games women play. And what end up happening is they start having feelings for me too. You see what I'm saying? It just happens like that. So even whatever they game was at the beginning, it always ends up changing.
Okay. So, okay, as a man, should I feel like, okay, if a woman is like, you know, she's really like on you, let's just say she's on you. Let's just say we, you know, we're a couple, and this one that you, you know, this one that you got, she's like, she's just on you. She's on you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Should I feel any type of way, like, you know, like, nah, we ain't fucking with this bitch, because this bitch, she's just really trying to get you.
I feel like, I mean, of course, if my guy feels that way, I'm going to respect how you feel. You know what I'm saying? So if you decide that's not what you want to do no more, then I'm going to go with it. I don't feel you should, because it's not about her. It's about me and his relationship. You see what I'm saying? As long as me and you strong, it don't matter what she say. She can say whatever she wants, as long as she ain't disrespecting either one of us. Now, if she come to me saying, oh, your man ain't shit, yeah, she got to go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or vice versa. If she coming to you, be like, you need to get rid of that bitch, I saw her. So, like, she trying to break us up, then that's when it needs to end. But if she just, hell, she might be on the guy. If she all on the guy, or she be calling you all the time and stuff, that's hell, then she like you. You know what I'm saying? Of course she like you. You see what I mean? Why wouldn't she like you? That's how I look at it. Why wouldn't a person start having feelings for somebody they sleeping with? Whether it's the woman or the guy, it don't make a difference. As long as she is respecting our relationship and we know our relationship is strong, then nobody should be able to break that up regardless.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. But now you got a lot of people like, you know, I've never had that. So, I'm, you know, I've never had the inkling that a woman can take my, you know, like, okay, mm-hmm. she can take my woman from me. I've never had that, you know, and it's just like, you know, how do you, you know, because I got, I mean, like, but I think that was us a couple of weeks back talking about, you know, that, you know, guys be like, well, you know, shit, I ain't that type of person because, you know, I don't get down like that. But in all actuality, I really think that motherfucker's scared that okay, if I put her in this situation, she get to liking it, she gonna leave me stranded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, hell, my thing is, if that's the case, shit, she been wanting to do that any damn way.
That's what I'm saying. Or either you ain't giving it to her the way she want it, or something going on where y'all relationship ain't where it should be in the first place. If you feel like she just gonna leave you for some other woman, hell, I mean, that goes for hell. She can meet another guy. Hell, it don't matter.
Right. Well, I think a lot of men can deal with it better if it's a guy that more so than a woman. But now my thing is, like I said, if that's just like if you say, okay, well, we're gonna have a threesome,
mm-hmm.
and she like, okay, and her and the girl, you know, they all well, the girl turned out. No, I don't think so. I don't think she got turned out. I think she just doing something she wanted to do in the beginning. She just never mm-hmm. figured out a way. This is her only way to get to it is to tell you this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe you got something like, okay, you know, I like what I like, you know. I like both, you know. I've heard females say, well, you know, I need both. I can't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
Or I heard, like, some females say, well, look, if I got a woman that with me, shit, I'm gonna need some dick there too. You know, man, you got something just like, well, shit, nah, I just need her there. But then you got that one motherfucker that's constantly talking about some, why he gotta be here? Bitch, you gotta go.
I did both. I'm not gonna say that a guy has always been there every time I have, but I would prefer to have both at the same time. But I have did it with just me and a woman.
And I mean,
sometimes, you know, if ain't no guy available, you know, you get in the mood, you just do it.
Okay. All right, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what you waiting on? Why you ain't tried it yet?
Shit, y'all are in a zone. I done had a whole bunch of thoughts, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm so shit, I don't even remember what the initial question was anymore.
So, I mean, okay, let me ask you.
You know, Janine lives in a movie. If you ask me, so, you know, her answers are just not the same as regular people answers. That's not a regular person. Janine is different, okay? She's special.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. So how close are you to getting to yours? I mean, lately you've been saying you've been shopping around, so how lately are you to getting to yours?
You know what? It would just be so much easier if I already had friends. That's what I'm saying, because like I said,
my thing was, okay, we need to go somewhere together. Because that was my idea, like, okay, if we together, we see something we like, you know what I'm saying, it would be much easier for you to get that done than it would be for me, just because, well, I mean, I know what I like, okay, but every woman ain't like that, and sometimes it's hard to just fucking strike up a sexual relationship with a female. I mean, it depends on where you are, too. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, the chick, she was, you know what I'm saying? I look at her, she's looking at me, we looking at each other and shit. And then when I, you know what I mean? When I talked to her, she was like, okay, well, no, this ain't like, it ain't that. So I was like, okay, well. And
so
I know
this
well. Yeah, I asked her.
I mean, you asked her, like, what's happening? Can we get this jumping off?
I mean, I talked to her. I asked her, and she said, you know, she wasn't interested in knowing it. Now, here's my thing. I am certain that, you know, if my guy was to ask her, that it would be all right. I'm damn near sure. But, you know what I'm saying, we would have to go somewhere together in order, I think. And he just laughed at me. And, okay. But I don't think he thinks that I'm serious. So, I don't know.
Okay. Jadine, how would you handle that? If you think that she'd say yeah to the guy, but won't say yeah to you, I mean, how do you handle that?
Well, what the hell are you waiting on? That's what I how I handle that.
But shit, I mean, you can't blame you. You couldn't blame the man because he didn't.
I'm
know.
Not blaming him. I'm saying, what are you waiting on? Go do what you need to do. Do your duty
and get the booty.
I tell you. He just been pushed around.
I'm just joking.
I would be like, well, why don't you see if she approved? If I
knew that she would, then I'd be like, why don't you go try to, you know, get her number and strike up a conversation. And if she go for it, then we'll get her that way.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to figure it out from every angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be a whole lot easier if I, you know what I mean? But I don't have like a motherfucking circle. And there I did. I asked a couple people. And a couple people told me no. And I don't know if it was because, like I said, because it was me asking, or maybe because, and I mean, we're not as close as we used to be, but I know for a fact that, you know, she's been with women before. So, you know what I'm saying? And I know that I have as well. So, I, you know, I called her and we got chit-chatting and whatever, you know, catching up on old times and all that other shit, and, you know what I'm saying? So I asked her, and she said no, she wouldn't do it. And
God damn, what do you do to people? Everybody turned you down. What do you do?
She said that she had been asked by a couple of her other friends, and she wouldn't do it with them either. So I don't think with her that it was me. You see how he do me?
I'm just saying. She said she didn't ask a couple of people, and everybody like, nope.
I'm not sure. Like I said, it could be like, you know, like I'm too close to people. And
well,
then, you know, tell
the reverend to take the dashiki off.
You know what?
He say the dashiki.
He gone
there. I know he did.
Oh, goodness.
He walking in with that dashiki on, and you know, they like, wait a minute, hold on, what the hell, what is he doing? You can't have you.
So crazy.
You can't have a you can't have the Bible in one hand and some lube in the other one.
And some what?
Some lube that ain't blessed oil.
Goofy. Not lube. I can't stand it. I can't stand you at all. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I did anything to anybody. You know what? And then that's my question though, because like, okay, it's not like. I was in a place where, you know what I mean, that's what people do. You know, so I don't know how to, you know, I mean, not, wait, I have been approached by a couple, but I don't like, you know, the dyke girls. I like girly girls. So, I've been approached by a couple of them, and it's like, no, I'm good. I'm good, I'm straight.
You know, but what? Now, okay, let me ask, let me ask Jadeen. Jadeen, hey, what is your forte? I mean, could you deal with somebody that, you know, the woman is like the more masculine type of woman, or they got to be the more
feminine?
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that because you're the dominating?
Yeah, I want a woman.
You know, you want a female who knows she's a female, who acts like a female, and who is a female. When you touch her, you don't feel like you touching Leroy. You feel like you touching, you know what I mean? Shit, Brittany.
I think is that if I want another guy, then I would
get
a guy. You know what I'm saying? Then I just get with two guys. I don't want no another woman that act like a dude. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? And that's the one thing that's the one thing that bewildered me about the things with it. It's like, I don't want no guy, but you want a female that acts like a guy.
Exactly. That is so, to me, that's kind of like redundant. Like that. It cancels each other out. Like, what the fuck is the point? Because it's like, okay, you want, to me, like, it's weird. Like, you fucking with, like, a, you know, I know they're real people, and I'm not making fun of nobody. But it's like, I don't want a penis, you know what I'm saying, penetrating me, but you got titties in my mouth. I don't understand that. Like, that don't go together. You know what I mean? So I never really understood the concept of, like, if I wanted, I still want to be penetrated by, why not just be the man?
So, okay. All right, Jadeen. What about, like, have you ever had a woman want to put one of the strap-ons on you?
No. Now, I mean, we play with some toys and stuff like that, but not.
Nah, I'm talking about one of them.
I don't do the plastic.
Yeah, I was talking about one of them ones that just, you know, like, I mean, her thing is she finna just go raw. She finna just go all up into your deep.
Well, if you trying to do all that, we need to have this guy come over. That's what we need to do. Because I'm going to be for real. Flesh meat.
And I was asked to put one on, and it was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, say, I don't know how to fuck like a man. I know how to fuck like a woman, so that's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to work a dick on me. You know what I'm saying? I know how to work a dick that's in me, but not I don't know how to do that. I'm not a man. I don't know how to move like a man. So
what, woman asked you to put one on.
Yeah. Well, she said she had one, and, you know, she wanted me to, you know, she asked me to put it on. You know, and I told her that I wouldn't do it. I mean, you know, she was cool at the end of the night, but I just, you know, and I told her, and I explained why I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. No strap-ons for me.
And I'm with Janine. Like, I feel like, okay, if that's what you wanted, we could have, you know what I mean, we could have got a fella there, you know, who would have been with it, too. You know, I don't think that that's what she wanted. I don't think she wanted a man at the time. I think she wanted a woman who would put it on. I mean, we still did what we did, but at that moment, I think she wanted a woman to fuck her. And I couldn't do it.
I gotta say, I just never understood that concept.
Yeah, because I want a woman who thinks she's sexy and cute and
right.
We can dress up and our lingerie together. We do stuff like that. I don't want you laying on the bed, you a female, or this girl. No.
With your boxes on. No.
With your boxes on. So I have a dude for that. That's
exactly.
That's just like, you know, when we get together, we dress up like girls, you know?
Right.
Putting our heels on.
I want to be.
Like
I want to be attracted to her the way you're attracted to her. I don't want to be. You know what I mean? Because you damn sure don't want me to bring home no stud talking about that. You look what I brought us.
Right. He's
like,
looking at me talking about
this out here.
What up, fam? What?
Exactly.
Hold on. What the fuck did you get this,
look,
my? Bro.
And then look, I come to you, I said, well, baby, you said you wanted another woman. You said I couldn't have a man and you wanted a woman, so I brought a woman who thinks she's a man.
Now you got to fix two plates and shit. She in there like, bitch, what my.
No. She can come in here and put that apron on with me, and we can bring you a plate. That's what we can do.
Hold on, bitch. Where my plate at? What?
and then my dude sitting there talking about, hey, bitch, I don't even call her bitch. What's wrong with this?
Man, this motherfucker talking about she wants the big piece of chicken.
Exactly.
No, thank you. I already got a man. I don't wanna, you know what I'm saying? If I wanna be with a woman who's a woman. Shit. I wanna be with a chick that's a chick like me. Shit. She knows she got parts, moving parts that are fun.
And you know what, these so funny to me. I mean, I know the guys, they know they woman. You know what I'm saying? They know they woman and what she like and things like that. But what be so funny is, you know, we know our guys and we know what y'all, when y'all looking at a girl and stuff like that, what be so funny, we know y'all checking her out, but it's like y'all trying y'all best to resist. I be cracking up on the inside. They don't even know it because I... Every time the girl move, he check it out. Every time she come, he got to put his little smile on and stuff. And I'm just looking like, he know he want to try it. I don't know why he does. I just be waiting to see, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it or he going to check it out? And sure, lo and behold,
well,
they
you
always
know
do.
What?
They always do.
That could just strictly be a respect thing.
Okay, but if we together and I'm like, you know what I'm saying, I seen you looking at her and shit, you seen me looking at her and I'm like, baby, go get that.
You
might
as well. You checking her out.
You ain't
going
to go get that. Exactly. You already checking her out and now you know that I am too. So if we've already discussed it.
But
okay,
my thing is, I'm going to let you know I'm checking her out. Oh, yeah, she's real cute. She cute.
Right.
Okay. That's
yeah,
your
baby,
cue.
Go get
that's
that.
Your cue. That's your cue to do what you gotta do. I done told you she cute, and that's you should in your mind be like, oh, she must see me looking. You know, I know you.
I know you think
she cute. I think she cute, and you checking out. So why not go for it?
Okay.
I mean, it's not about disrespecting, especially if you know me and we. You know that's how we get down, and if I'm telling you I'm okay with it,
then that's, to me, that's not being disrespectful. Now, if you just leave me at the table or something, you know what I'm saying, and you go off and you then spent the whole hour with her and just left me there, now that's disrespectful. Well, you know, the night wouldn't end well like that anyway, because, you know, the guys would be like, oh, they didn't, she didn't left her by herself. They must not have been together.
Right.
Okay, so, but I got a question from a guy's standpoint. All right, so, say, for instance, okay, I don't know, like, do men ever feel like, okay, I could go get her, but she ain't going to be interested in my girl? Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Men ever feel that way?
I mean, probably in some cases, but then you got to figure, okay, if that's the case, then why bring her?
If you don't even think your girl looks nice enough,
maybe I'm hearing the question wrong. I mean, is you saying like, okay, I'm thinking that my woman wouldn't be cute enough, or
right,
this girl?
Not that she won't be interested in the threesome, but that, you know what I'm saying, she might not be interested in your woman the way she's interested in you. Like, if you do the approach and you approach her and you, like, you know, you bring it to her as an us thing, like, you telling her, you know what I'm saying, yeah, you know what I mean, shit, you know what I mean, why don't you come back, what's wrong with me and my lady, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, that type of situation where you feel like, okay, it's not that she wouldn't come back to the room with you. She just won't come back to the room with us.
Okay, so basically you asking me what I think my girl that ugly that she just can't get nobody.
Right. Men ever think that way? Do men ever think that way who want a threesome? Like, is that one of the reasons why they let the woman do the picking?
I would hope not, but I don't know. I mean, you know, that's a good question. That's a damn good question.
You don't need to be doing no threesomes. You need to sit down. What, you going to have her hiding out at the hotel? Keep the mask on. It's enticing.
I mean, I'm just wondering if that could be like one reason why, you know, a man would shy away. Like, yeah, I know I could pull her, but shit, my girl ain't really the one. Like, I don't know. I think that's kind of interesting.
I honestly do. I never really thought about that.
You know, everybody ain't with somebody they really want to be with. So they might be like, yeah, she might be down for the thing, but he might think, hell, ain't nobody going to want her because he don't want her.
Why won't this a ugly bitch?
That's why I'm out here trying to find some new. But that bitch is cooked. That's why the fuck I stay. I mean, shit, I don't know.
And I'm gonna tell y'all something too. I have rarely seen, like, I'm talking about through ugly people, like, doing threesomes and swinging parties and stuff like that. Everybody was at least cute. You know, so I ain't saying everybody fine or nothing like that. But everybody had something about them that was cute. You know what I'm saying? That was nice looking. And what I noticed was, even if, like, some of the people that were there together, they weren't even really together. They had been found somebody. That's how people do. They had been found somebody that they can swing with. It may not even be their husband or wife or girlfriend. Hell, they've been friends for a long time, so we swing and do threesomes and stuff together, but he got a wife at home and she got a boyfriend or something.
But they do it with each other because they don't want to do it with the people that they with.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, I'm
so,
I can understand that.
And I think
so,
Is that like a selfish thing to where, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go do what I want to go do, but I don't want to share you? I mean, is that what you found, or?
It could be. I mean, it could be, maybe the boyfriend didn't, because I know everybody thinks that men would be down for it, but every man is not down for that type of stuff. And just like women, every woman is not. So they might have decided to get together. Or, hell, it might be that scenario. He probably don't think she's cute enough to come to these types of parties. So he might find somebody who he thought looked good. Because he can't be picking up other women and ain't nobody going to want, you know, and don't nobody want the woman he with. He ain't going to get no action.
This is chick, and she said that, you know, she wants to swing and her dude won't swing. So, you know, me and her got to talking or whatever. Shit. I'm like, all right, well, I'm with it. I mean, he ain't got to be there if he don't want to be, whatever. I'm not really interested in him any motherfucking way. So, like, on that tip, like, Cass, that's what you was just, you know, you asked a little while ago. Like, what if, you know what I'm saying, we get to doing, we get into it, and, like, me and her, I think he probably feel kind of left out, huh? Because I don't want him. They can do whatever they want to do, but I'm not interested in him. And I think that's part of the reason why he won't participate. It's because he knows she don't necessarily want to bring other men into the situation. She wants to bring other women into the situation. And I think he might be feeling like, nah, I'm getting left out of that.
Well, see, first of all, you're not going to leave me out of that. That's not going to happen. I wish
okay, but I'm saying, just because I'm there for the threesome doesn't mean that I'm going to let you penetrate me. Like, that's not what I'm there for. I'm not there for you.
You need to go home.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
I mean, no, I'm there too. That's been funny, but if you sit there and talk about some, I came for her. And then you said that, man, bitch, you don't get your retarded ass out of here.
Baby, she invited me. She invited me.
Well, I'm uninviting you.
Yeah, and what the guy will say will have to go. But my thing is, I'm not going to bring you over there if you done told me that you not down for him penetrating you or being with you, then you just wouldn't be the one for us. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I already know he gonna be involved. So if that's not what, and I mean, I understand sometimes women want to get to know us, or you know what I'm saying? We all got to get to know each other first. I mean, we've had them encounters, but it's not just going to be me and you all the time meeting. He's going to eventually meet you. And when we do get down, if that ever happens, then, yes, he's going to be involved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's just how it goes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure there's a woman out there that's like that, too, where, like, say, for instance, the man did do the approaching, and, you know, he did make it, you know, me and my girl type of thing. But when she got there, she wasn't necessarily interested in, you know what I'm saying, the woman. Is the man, who, is somebody going to put her out in that case?
Mm-hmm. That happened to me, too. I done had all these scenarios.
I mean, because that's just my thing. You're not finna, no. You, I'm, yeah, okay.
And now, see, I'm not talking about as the man. I'm not talking about the man getting left out. I'm saying is, all right, let's say we was together and we, you know what I'm saying, we found somebody that we wanted and you approached her, you know what I'm saying? So, and you approached her like, you know what I'm saying, you, me and my girl. So she knew I was there, but she didn't really want me. She came for you. So once we got there and, you know what I'm saying, I started touching on her or whatever and she pushing me off of her, are you still going to tell her she got to hit the bricks?
Yeah, she got to go. That's a team effort.
Because you can't push me out for you. You can't, you really can't push me out for you. You think I'm going to just sit back and let you just watch you fuck my man. You crazy.
My point exactly. I mean, you, oh, excuse me. Excuse me. I just can't see that flying. Excuse you. What the fuck you mean? Excuse you. I mean, I just can't see that. It's just like, you know, what we doing here?
Right. What did you think it was? Because you asked me, you want to see some of that girl in her action. So you like, nah, shit, I can fuck her by myself.
I got to tell y'all that what happened. I just remember this. It happened a while ago. But a friend of mine, and me and her, we still friends, but we just know we can never do that again. We actually were friends. We actually worked together. And she, you know, knew I got down or whatever like that. And so she, I thought she was down. We had been knowing each other for a while. So she invited us over to her apartment. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we thinking, you know, it's all good or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, me and her started getting at it or whatever. He was standing in the room, whatever. She was fine. He was just watching it first.
Mm-hmm.
Why he went to sit on the bed. She did trespass him like he was a kid. Talk about, you going too far. You need to go stay out in the living room.
I know he was like, oh, party's over. We gotta go, bitch. We gotta go.
Exactly. He looked at her like, bitch. You sit here eating, and I mean, we was going at it. He's like, you sit here eating my wife out. Are you going to tell me? I got to go wait in the living room.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's just what I'm talking about. That just ain't right.
No, it isn't. That just ain't right, Cash. You're absolutely right. It isn't.
It took me so by surprise. I was like, what is she just... Oh my goodness, he was hot. He was like, get your clothes on, let's go. I was like, okay. Oh goodness, and of course that never happened again, but
okay, did you and her ever, you know what I'm saying, when he wasn't around?
No, that was the first time we had ever did it. And no, it never happened again. I mean, we still friends to today though. I still talk to her.
Did you ask her like what was you thinking?
I don't know. That's one of them situations where you think people down, and that's what I'm saying. You don't know what their real motive was. You see what I'm saying?
Man, because she had to be on some bullshit.
Because she had been knowing me for like a year or two already. You see what I'm saying? Me and her worked together. We saw each other every day. We shared offices together. You know what I'm saying? So
what
she knew me.
What did she think he was there for?
I think maybe she thought we was close. You know how some people think y'all friends, and maybe she, her feelings was more toward me than I felt. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
And maybe, and like I said, you know, and you know how
he was there if it was just for you and her. Why did she think that he was there?
I guess she just felt like he was going to watch, but he didn't. You know, I was like, no, you know, we get. And I don't know what she thought. I just don't know. And like I said, maybe that was her way of getting in. You see what I'm saying? Because she knew I wouldn't do it. You see what I'm saying? Because she knew I wouldn't do it without him.
Okay.
So she was like, yeah, you could bring him. But then she had it in her mind already that she wasn't going to give him none. But see, that's not going to work.
Yeah, but see, and that was your indicator right there, talking about you can bring him. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been my red flag. What you mean I can bring him? I mean, hell.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're coming to play. Not just me, motherfucker. We, us. This is
mm-hmm.
the group.
Right, like, bitch, you do it on the tag team, right?
Right, right.
What's your problem?
Oh, my goodness.
Because I'd be mad if we get where we going. And he done told you already, you know what I'm saying? When he invited you with us. What did you think I was in the car for? You thought I was just going to drop y'all off? I mean, what the fuck? Really? Really?
I have forgot all about that shit.
Y'all ass is crazy, okay?
She was like, you go take your ass and wait out in the living room.
She was on some extra shit.
I mean, and she didn't say it. When I say she said it like he was a child, she said it like that for real.
I'd have pushed her right off that motherfucking bed. Bitch, who the fuck are you talking to?
What you say? He said, put your clothes on. It's time to go.
He was like, let's go. I was like, I got up, put my clothes on.
And I'd have yelled at you so fucking loud. Man! So who wear the motherfucking pants here?
I mean, of course he wasn't mad at me, but
no, I wasn't mad.
I'm sure he was mad.
Because you know, we tell
each other, we usually before you even go, y'all talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And I tell him, you know, I told him everything we talked about and stuff like that. There was no reason why I thought she wasn't going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't. So, I just don't know.
Nah, that bitch is just on fault.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She was on fault.
She was on some sort of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. We got to get the hell up out of here. Y'all know it's 11 o'clock. It's SOA time.
Sun's coming on, huh?
That's right. It's SOA time, so y'all know we got to get up out of here. Then, gang, lads, before we go.
Yes, I had a good class talking to good people, and I will be on here tomorrow on time, like I was today. Hey.
Yeah. Look, so you got any last words?
Yes, good show. I enjoyed myself, and I'll be back tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. We had a lot of people calling in. Nobody cared to talk today, so that's cool. Miss Pimp, I'll see you. But you know what? Thank you anyway for calling in. Thank everybody listening via internet. You know how we do it, Sin City Radio. And you know what? The bad part about it is that the damn thing ain't even working right. Boy, I am having serious motherfucking problems.
You can't even hang up on us?
I can't even hang up on y'all.
That's all shit.
All right, we out of here.
Yeah.
I'll let y'all tomorrow. Peace.